Vanderpump Rules to Vegas and everywhere in between, it's time to party with Sheena Shea. This is Shenanigans. And now, here's your host, Sheena Shea.
Hello, everyone. Getting into some shenanigans back in studio in LA. Brock and I have road tripped up for the day. We have a couple meetings, and then we're going to Orange County for the night. So I figured, while we're in LA, let's stop by the studio, record a podcast with one of our favorite people, Mr. Nima Vand. How are you?
Buddy.
This is so exciting. I was just saying, you guys are like two of my favorite people.
Aww.
So the fact that you guys are in LA and that I get to spend an hour with you is a nice little break for me.
We have like back-to-back appointments today. So I'm like, you're literally the first person I would want to see in LA. So I'm like, why don't you just do the podcast so we can like hang out and catch up? But just let the world listen to it at the same time.
Yeah, we were trying to catch up before. She's like, you got no time. We got to get in here. We got to record. We're
I know.
Trying
he's
talk
like,
shop.
Oh, he's sleeping the entire drive up, right? And then he's like, oh, we're in West Hollywood. I wonder where my friend so-and-so, Oscar, what's his name?
Oscar.
Yeah, I wonder where my friend Oscar is. I was like, we don't have time.
No, I know. We were outside and Brock and I were talking for like 5 minutes catching up because we're still like, our bromance is
it's
growing
a good bromance.
Every day. And we were having like a moment outside and Sheena like full on like mommed us and was like, guys,
chop, chop.
We need to take a photo. And we need to go inside right now. We're like, yes, mom.
Okay, we can continue this conversation later.
So. Yeah, well, we got a 2 p.m. and then, I don't know, is there traffic again? I haven't been in L.A. in like 2 months, month and a half.
L.A. is, I think, getting very close to going back.
Yeah.
The production community for commercials told us that they're at 80%
oh, wow.
of what they used to be.
That's okay.
Before the pandemic, so... It's getting there.
Yeah, so we have to be in Orange County, and it's Friday. And I'm like, honey, there's going to be traffic.
Well, Brock's going to sleep the whole
he
time.
Also,
it doesn't matter. It doesn't make a difference.
Right?
Yeah.
No, he's driving to Orange County.
I can swap it over. It's not like make out as if I just sleep and you're on my chauffeur everywhere.
No,
relax.
He had to be up at 5 a.m. for work this morning. So I said I would drive here, and then you drive to Orange County because I need to do my makeup while you drive.
Brock, I would suggest the next time that happens that you sit in the back seat and really treat
he's
it like a full Uber experience, you know?
Ask
her for a charger. Ask her for a charger.
Back seat, honey. Excuse me, ma'am. Do you have a charger for me?
Would you like some snacks?
Right. I'll give you a good review there.
When Ubers used to give you snacks?
Yeah.
When they really
like
cared about their five-star reviews?
Yeah.
Now they were just worried about not getting like a creepy case beat against them.
We had it so good back in the day. Snacks, bottles of water, those were the days.
Is Uber and that still a thing right now? Aren't they? Isn't there like a thing going on where they're going to stop working because they want to change to hourly rate or employees or something like that going on? Did you read about that?
Yeah, that was a thing and then it wasn't a thing.
No, it's a thing.
It's a thing.
California is making Uber classify their drivers as employees.
Gotcha.
And then before it got shut down, a court put an injunction and said, we need to like hear this out. So that's why Uber is still operating in California.
Oh, okay.
But it's an unresolved issue.
It's still a thing.
It could go away in California.
I think we should just, I mean, I'm not an Uber driver, but I like how it is right now. So... sorry about it.
Yeah.
TBD.
Brock also thought that we could make it from here in West Hollywood to Glendale to then Newport Beach in like less than 2 hours on Friday.
Yeah,
traffic.
But two hours when you convert it for like, you know, Aussie time, it's different.
I've got it covered. I don't know why you still think this is not happening. Once we leave here, honey, I'm chopping your ass. We're driving to Glendale and then going down to our date.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, are you from Australia or New Zealand?
So I was raised in Australia, but I was... my blood, born in New Zealand.
Okay, because I actually met someone from New Zealand recently and said Australia, and they were like deeply offended by that.
Then they're just, they're a little slow. If they feel like, oh, I'm from New Zealand, you got to, it's like you going to somebody, oh, where are you from in America? Like, or Canada, like, they don't really get upset, do they?
Well, no, but there's certain people, like certain New Zealand Kiwis, who get very offended if you ask them if they're from Australia.
Well, that's just because they're in LA.
But even like,
firstly, they left New Zealand to come to Australia.
British, South African, how there's certain accents that you're like, oh, are you from London? They're like, I'm from South Africa. And they get so offended. It's like, I don't know, I'm American.
Yeah. I can tell the difference between South Africa and London, but I thought Kiwi was a derogatory term for the long... I thought Kiwis was like something you didn't
we
say.
Don't know. I mean, right now, I don't know if we can say it, but, you know.
Well, no, I had someone just message me the other day because I posted a white wine in my story, and she was like, oh, we Kiwis love our, it was a New Zealand white wine. I was like, like, are we allowed to say this? Like,
we're a flightless bird. You can say this, buddy. No one's getting offended back home for kind of us Kiwis. We're good.
I think my favorite Sauvignon Blancs are from New Zealand.
Yeah. It's the best.
Yeah.
Shout out, but that you just said that because I didn't know what the fuck a Kiwi was.
It's his bird, right? It's this little bird. He is about this big and he's got a beak, like a long beak. He eats grubs and that, but he can't fly anywhere. So that's why it's only in New Zealand.
But it's definitely not the green fruit.
Kiwi either. But we eat a lot of them. But yeah, no, that's just a fruit. But we have a flightless bird. It's a part of, it's like you guys have the hawk.
Yeah.
We have a flightless bird represented in New Zealand. We're the toughest people in the world.
Is it a hawk or is it an eagle?
It's an eagle, my bad.
I was going to let that slide.
But I was like, that's right. It's Australia to New Zealand. See, just let it slide. Yeah. You're like, he doesn't know. I'm sorry. I feel sorry for him, you know?
I do think from us watching Below Deck Med so much, though, I now have a lot of the different accents down. I'm like, oh, he's South African. He's not British. He's Northern British.
Right.
You can definitely tell the difference in the dialects. Like, even his friends who are Australian, I can tell when he's on the phone which Aussie he's talking to based on their accent because they are very different.
Oh, yeah.
I love all of that. I love the Aussie slang. I know it all. Every day I learn a little bit more. Like, one of my favorite expressions, I say I'm cooked.
Yeah.
It's
like
oh
one
my
of my
God.
Favorite things I say.
Welcome to our boys' friend group because we're always getting
Add
cooked.
Add me to the WhatsApp group chat right now. Yeah, I know one word. I'll chime in once every 3 months.
Well, if you chime in with I'm cooked with the boys, we'll just be like, yes.
Oh, God. What have I started?
By the way, can we just address one elephant in the room, please? I'm just going to say this right now. Is there a ring on Sheena's finger that I'm looking at, or what's...
It is. It's a rose gold honeybee that I wear every day.
Oh, I thought it was like an engagement. I was like, is there some exclusive... But that's like the finger you're supposed to put it on, right? That's the engagement finger.
Yeah, it's just the finger it fits on, and I like it more on my left than my right. My right has tattoos. My left doesn't have anything.
I was thrown for a loop there. I thought there was...
Yeah, I think everybody was. The last 3 days
but
was
I've been wearing
trending,
this
honey.
Ring for like 3-4 months.
I know, but Sheena,
look, I have matching earrings.
But you're wearing it on the finger that implies...
Because it's a size 4.5, and that's just what size that
Listen, guys, we all know
is.
Why Shin does some things she does, because she loves to create some
Honey, I've been wearing it for
months. But she
months.
Has. I don't think... Yeah, okay.
This is why I love Brock so much.
They have
he
a
just
tan
called
line
this
I've been wearing
exactly
it
exactly
so
for what this was right now. You know exactly what you're doing. She's giving us the finger, which is not ladylike, and she knows exactly what she's doing.
I know what ring I meant to get when it gets there. She sent me a photo. We've got text messages.
I talked to Kyle Chan. I said, look, when the time is right,
this is what I want.
And I don't want a real quote-unquote like normal diamond. Been there, done that. I think that's honestly a waste of money. I don't need, you know, I mean, I've already had one of those rings and there's so many other beautiful diamonds out there that are so much more affordable. I would rather have an 8-carat Morganite diamond than and don't get me wrong, like Heather Young, like her ring is goals, but I could duplicate that with a Morganite for a few grand compared to, you know, several zeros.
I love Tarek. He's the man.
Yeah.
But I was like, bro, fuck you, dude. Like, like you set us all back like a solid decade here, you know? And he was like, well, you know, I had to do it. I'm like, no, like seriously, go fuck yourself. I love you, but
it's
fuck yourself.
It's the most gorgeous ring ever. Yeah. And you know, if you're a multimillionaire, then by all means,
if we're there, excuse me, we will be. We'll see.
We're not there yet, but I've never been, I think you know this. I mean, I've never been a materialistic person. You know, my backpack, I actually upgraded to Guess. It was Forever 21 for the last year. I just don't like spending money on materialistic things. And look what happened to Kim Kardashian. Not saying I'm Kim Kardashian and going to get robbed, but that jewelry almost cost her life. Like, I just don't think it's really worth it.
I'm okay for that. Keep thinking like that, baby. Money doesn't
this
have to be
the greatest,
spent.
It's never happened
thing.
To Brock. Yeah, this is like the greatest thing.
I mean, I saw this Morganite diamond that Kyle Chan posted, and I was like, oh my God. And I have a ring from him that's a Morganite, but it's not as like clear as the opal whatever one. And I reached out to him, and I was like, oh my God, this ring is stunning. And I was like, how much does something like this go for? And it was so affordable. I was like, I'm sorry, what? Why would I want a normal, real, whatever diamond?
I think if you're secure in your relationship, which you guys are, and you're in love, it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? It makes no difference. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, as long as when you're happy and he's happy, who cares what's
like that? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I know that was, like, such a big thing on Selling Sunset last season was Mary didn't get a real diamond. And I thought it was, like, a cubic. And I was like, okay, do a little better. But I think it was a Morganite. And I'm like, why do you care what kind of diamond she's wearing? It's still, it's a symbol, and that's all that matters.
It's because girls are too observant. Guys will like, no, guys would never, if I saw that ring on your finger, I'd be like, damn, Brock got a $200,000 diamond, good for him.
Welcome, right? Baby.
Wouldn't think anything of it, but women, like, they notice every little nuance of everything, and that's where that's what it's really for.
And I just, there's so many better things we could spend our money on. I mean, I would rather put $50,000 in a savings account towards a house than, you know, on my finger. So, anyway.
We'll see.
I have a fun game of marry, fuck, kill for you, Nima.
I love it. I love it.
Anyway.
I'd like to quickly revisit that. I would very much like to infiltrate Brock's guy group chat. I'm being dead serious about this. I think that, I'm assuming that it's a bunch of, like, burly, you know, rugby guys, and every group of rugby guys needs a Persian metrosexual friend.
We love a good Persian in there, bro.
And
it's
chime
good.
In once in a blue moon. So I'd like to be added in.
In the group, we have one of the guys is dating Solmaz, and she's actually Persian.
Oh,
so we got a Persian in there, but we can get the guy Persian.
Oh, shit, I didn't realize that.
Yeah, so we're good. We got some culture in there, so you can bring it in there for sure. I don't know if you're going to,
Yeah, you still need to come down to San Diego and visit.
I have not been invited formally to
San
Diego.
Bullshit.
And not to pick a bone, but let's pick one.
Let's pick one.
There seemed to have been a very lovely weekend extravaganza this past weekend down in San Diego, where I saw like Tom and Ariana. I'm seeing fun workouts on the beach.
It's called COVID,
Brock's
bro.
In a Speedo. And I'm like, wow, this would have been fun. Maybe my invitation was lost in the mail. I don't know. So.
No, it's that your bougie ass needs a 5-star hotel. They were all booked over Labor Day weekend.
They all slept on the
Trust
floor,
me. We called. We had people sleeping on the floor. We had one guy sleep outside on the lounge furniture.
Well, that was just because he went on
that Max?
No.
He
Max,
cooked himself, bro.
Get this. Max slept on the landing strip on our staircase.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
That's resort. So,
and then left at 6 a.m. because he spoke to somebody and it just set him off, didn't it?
Jamie gave him a psychic reading.
Oh,
and then he left the house, came back.
For like 3 hours.
3 hours. Comes back, takes like a 2-hour nap, and then it was still disturbing him.
He was
so
like,
just
I'm out.
Left.
Wow, that must have been a hell of a reading.
I was like, Jamie, what did you do? She made me leave. She goes, Max, you have a secret and you don't want Sheena to know it. Sheena, you need to leave. I was like, excuse me, you're asking me to leave my own house? And she's like, I need you to go.
I only ever get the best psychic readings. I don't know if it's like an energy thing.
Yeah.
Because that would like really freak me out.
Yeah.
I had someone tell me one time that I was like a Revolutionary War hero, like 1775.
Past life.
Like, yeah. Like then that same person was like, and then in another life, you were a gynecologist. And I was like, okay.
Like,
it's always very
sense.
Positive.
Very
it's never
positive.
Negative. I'm like, it's never like you were a serial killer. Someone, no, you got to leave now. Never any of that shit.
I'm not a fan. It's not the fact I'm not a fan of it. I know what it is.
He
it's okay.
Believe it.
It wasn't now. Actually, I do because one of my members explained it to me very easily. She's like, what? You don't believe in the spirits? And I was like, no. She was like, where are you from? She's New Zealand. She was from Africa. She was like, but it's in our culture, right? Your ancestors are there. I was like, what's my ancestors? She's like, what do you think they are? I was like, not Casper the ghost.
Yeah.
But she was like, no, but that's what that is. That's your anchor. That's where she's like, you're from New Zealand. That's where your mana, that's where your family's from. I was like, oh, that makes sense then. So then I got tarot card readings all weekend.
Yeah.
Just money.
I'm going to put myself on the record here. I do not believe in ghosts either at all.
Yeah, that's different though than spirits and what mediums can
connect. So who are they talking to then? Spirits. Who's Jamie having conversations with?
Spirits. They're not ghosts.
But if you're a medium and you can like detect stuff, why are these people not winning the lotto every
exactly.
single day? Like, why are they not like multimillionaires?
Those aren't the messages that they need to receive give.
Some of them may need them.
Yeah.
There's psychics, there's mediums, there's clairvoyance, there's a lot of different levels of it. Jamie is a medium.
What's Brett?
Brett, he's so adorable. He thinks he's psychic.
I love you, Brett.
I go, honey, it's just called intuition. Yeah. We all
Sheena
have it.
Sheena is going to eat today. It's a gift. I have a gift. You know, please.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, Sheena, did you go to sleep last night?
No, but he thinks he has these abilities. And I'm like, you know what? I think everyone, you know, they say like the third eye, like everyone has the ability to chime into certain parts of the brain that you don't usually use.
That's my thought process on it.
However, there's things with Jamie that like she doesn't know Max very well. And there are just things with other people that it's not like we told her a story once and she kept it in her brain, in her subconscious somewhere, and then brought it up 6 months later. Like these are things that she could have never known. And
but Max is on Google. Zing. Google Max's name.
This is
he's
exactly
on a TV show.
Honestly, no, but the things that she told him, she wouldn't, I respect it, but I was like, tell me, what was the secret? I need to know. And she's like, I can't. Like, it's like patient doctor confidentiality bullshit. I'm like, what the fuck? You're doing these readings in my house and you're not even going to tell me like what his secret is? I want to know.
Sidebar, Jamie's the sweetest person. And, yeah. And I want to say, like, shout out to Jamie. We love you. This is not in any way a critique on you. It's just Brock and I's feelings on the mediums in general.
But I'm saying the things that she was saying to Max are not Googleable things.
They're reachable things. Like, did a female pass in your life? I heard that question.
Obviously. Correct. Everyone has a female and a male ancestor.
So we
obviously,
could just keep going down that reach, Nelly. Anyway.
I think the real issue here is that Brock and I are clearly bonding, and Sheena's very threatened by this.
Oh,
and
God.
Now it's just that the medium thing is just like a smokescreen, and it's clearly like 2-on-1 here. And I really am enjoying this dynamic. I got to be honest with you. Can I ask one unrelated question?
Sure.
Do you guys share hair
it's
products? Because you guys both have luxurious hair.
We actually share a brush, actually, the Brush X.
Yeah.
Do you?
That's true.
You haven't seen from our commercials?
Do you fight over the brush?
No. We don't usually use it at the same time.
Okay.
So I only wash my hair once a week. It's so annoying. So he will get in the shower with his bun, get it wet, get out of the shower, take it out, and then rewrap it and like not even brush his hair sometimes. And it's still just as healthy and
it looks great.
Good.
Yeah, it's very luxurious. Both of you have very luxurious hair.
Yeah, so I'm
very jealous.
On the one day a week that we do both want to like dry our hair, we have the Brush X. It's like this.
Oh, I've seen.
Yeah.
Yeah, you've seen.
Oh, yeah, I've seen. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And
it's the ions on my hair going.
It releases negative ions.
There it is.
Amazing. But this is one of the products that I keep posting every month because we legitimately use it. And I don't promote products on my Instagram that I don't actually use. So
sure.
Whether
so
it's a vibrator
use,
or a hair
we definitely use
dryer,
that vibrator.
Hey.
We do.
You guys are hair goals because if I could rock long hair, Persians go from like, I think, chic to like greasy and gross with long hair, like instantaneously. So like, I can't do it.
Yeah.
All right. I got a permission here. Who are we, what's the game we're playing?
Marry, fuck, kill.
Oh, I think you're going to be killing some people. I know. That's just
I
like
want to know. So I gave these to Brock last night. We were trying to predict what you would say. So
okay.
I just want to see if we're right.
Uh-huh.
All right. So we're going to start with your show.
Sure.
Gigi, Destiny, Lily Gleechy.
Okay. I would marry Lily because she's got money in the bank. I would. I guess I would like probably fuck Gigi and kill Destiny.
See, I wasn't sure about that one. I was like, would you go there with Gigi or would you just kill her? Because you guys have had so
I don't
want
to. I don't.
Just kill her.
Listen, we're not in a very good place, but I will say I don't want any drama with Gigi because like it's just easier when we get along.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, I feel like a duel with Gigi to the death.
I'm
losing that duel.
You would die.
I'm losing that duel. And so
I'm
gonna
kill you. She's just gonna nag.
I'd rather just have sex once and call it a day.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You know, it's like no.
I feel like that's like one of those just like that unfinished business between the two. Of you, like you eventually got to bang it out.
Oh, no, it's finished. It's done. We have never banged it out.
Yeah,
and
but
I have no interest
every time
in
it's finished,
oh, nice.
Then something happens.
Yeah, but you can't crop me out of photos, dog, and then expect for us to flirt anymore.
Well,
like,
maybe your teeth were just too white for the photos.
I guess
yeah,
so.
Maybe that was
teeth
it. You were taken away from it.
Teeth envy.
Look at his smile.
All right, moving on to Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
We've got Denise Richards, Brandi Glanville, Lisa Vanderpump.
Oh, you're not picking my crush on that show.
No.
You're not, you know, my, I
which
think
one's
Dorit
your crush?
Is just like the
yeah,
hot.
Yeah, no, I was going to put
Dorit?
Her in.
She'd
I was
quit,
like,
right?
No, I'm going to put an
Give
LVP.
Me the choices again.
Denise, Brandi, LVP.
Oh, I mean, you're marrying LVP again.
Obviously.
For the same reason. Yeah, I gotta be kept. Let's be real. This is like a goal in my life is to be kept. So that's a clear thing. And then I'm having sex with Denise for sure because that was every guy remembers wild things. That was a thing. And then I'm killing Brandi.
Yeah, that's what
no offense, Brandi. I think you're really nice, but I met you once. You're very nice, but no.
All right, Charlie, Raquel, and Dana.
Look at the way Sheena just looked at me when she said Charlie, because the backstory is like a billion months ago, I was like, oh, that girl Charlie's really cute.
That's funny.
Yeah, and like, so she gave me this look. So to keep with that, I'm going to marry Charlie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we're going to like upgrade Charlie to wife status.
Okay, she went to wife status?
Yeah.
I thought you'd just shag her.
Yeah, I thought you'd just...
I'll shag Raquel. And I'm going to kill Dana.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I thought you'd shag Charlie.
I was just going to walk
I thought marrying is like an upgrade.
I would wife Raquel.
Yeah.
Would you?
Yeah, I mean,
I would wife her.
Now,
Kel.
I think she's. I'll
just, can I just establish? I don't. I've never met any of these people. I'm going off of like very surface level.
We're just going surface level. No, it's not. Yes, it's a surface level.
And plus,
game.
Charlie and I follow each other, and she's really sweet. So yeah. I
if you,
her,
put this game into like below surface level, now you're gonna get yourself in trouble. This is just surface level.
Right.
All right. In the grand finale, the Witches of WeHo.
Oh my God, this got me in trouble one time. You know, or you remember this? It got me in a lot of trouble.
What
one
happened?
Time. You can tell the story.
Well. Let's make a decision first.
Well, remember how, so Nima and I ended up going out because I thought he had a crush on me, which, was it Shervin or?
Shervin.
Shervin told me that Nima liked me. Yeah. And I was like, he
seems.
False
news though, right? It wasn't you.
Yeah, fake news. It was actually Stassi.
I used to have like a very small crush on Stassi. And this is right when she met Bo. And it was like a cutesy little joke thing.
Yep.
Never anything serious. So Shervin goes on Shenanigans and he's like, oh man, Nima like really has a crush on you. And then he calls me. He's like, hey dude, I totally put in work for you. I was like, work with what? He's like, oh, I told Sheena like get a crush on her. I was like, you
wrong
mean Stassi? And he's like, oh fuck. I was like, why would you say that? He's like, oh, I don't know what I did. And they're like,
so then took you on like a guilty
so
date.
So then I met Nima.
He was a Chargers
fan. There was a playoffs game. We were at American Junkie in Hermosa. He came up to me and I was like, Mom, I was like, this is the guy who has a crush on me. I was like, maybe, you know, I'll give him my number, whatever. I think he slid in the DMs. Both of you guys have slid in my DMs.
We're friends.
What do you think DMs are for? Start business relationships or slide in there and pick up chicks. That's what Instagram's
for.
What
she is not telling you is that we went to dinner one time and I made a joke that was like very ill. You know when you say something as a guy that you think is going to land?
Yeah.
And it like just absolutely does not land at all. We were literally having dinner and I was like, oh, well, you know, like Stassi was clearly my first choice. And I was like, you know, if one were to rank the girls on Vanderpump Rules, and I obviously put Sheena last as like a joke. I think I put like literally every
Stassi
woman.
First, bro.
I think I put Schwartz ahead of you. I put like everybody.
Yeah.
And Sheena went like, there was no bounce back. She was so offended. And then you like never bounced back the whole dinner. You like were put off by that.
Yeah.
So now let's do the Witches of WeHo with that backstory in place. Continue.
Stassi, Kristen, and Katie.
I'd still fuck Stassi. I would probably marry Katie and kill Kristen. That was my choice.
I said the same in my head.
No.
Too.
No, we didn't.
I did.
Really?
Oh,
I would marry Kristen.
Means surface level. That means, I don't know. I'm out on
this. I would marry Kristen. She cooks. She cleans.
But again, I don't know Kristen.
Oh, yeah.
You guys have all this
stop
contact.
Stop going on the surface level. Surface level again, honey. We just went on looks.
Oh.
I mean, you're selling me on Kristen. I could revise my answer.
No, yeah, no. Kristen
Are you trying to change our answers now? Come
I'm
on,
just
honey.
Saying, Kristen is wifey material in my book.
Well, this well, ask you
she's
a question.
She's got a
there
lot
go.
Going for
who
her.
Who are you marrying? Who are you?
Oh, I'm
going
to shag Katie because she has the best ass I've ever seen.
Okay. Does she really?
Sorry, Stassi. She does. And it, like, literally not 1 ounce of cellulite. Ariana and I have always been so jealous and envious of that because we're like, what the fuck?
That's a total genetic thing, though.
Yeah, it really is.
It was just a total genetic thing.
Yeah, but that's always been mine when I get the Witches of WeHo. I'm like, I mean, I know Stassi would kill me if the
tables were turned. Have you guys seen, and this is a question that I have, in the decade long that you guys have all been friends, I'm talking about the girls. Actually, let's throw the guys in there, too.
Okay.
Has everyone seen everyone naked on that show?
No one's seen me naked other than the women.
No one?
No one.
But
they watched me on a show back in the day, which
But the works. Women have all seen you naked.
Yes.
And you've seen all the women naked.
Yes.
It's such a unique thing to me for girls.
Yeah, well, I mean, especially just shopping together and, like, changing, you know, in dressing rooms.
Yeah, but I one time had a girlfriend tell me that she literally, her and her girlfriend, not sexual at all, would shower together to save time. Like, we got to be out. That's the weirdest. Could you ever imagine one of your boys being like, hey, you know what, dude, we got to be out of here in 5 minutes. Just hop in with me, bud. You get my back, I'll get yours, and we'll get the hell out of here.
Well, I've done it.
What is happening? Am I the only one that's
but
like...
But it wasn't like to save time. Like, we're in the footy shed. We're playing rugby. And at the end of the game, there's like 4 showers.
That's different.
And so it's like, bro, just get in there, give me some water. No. Like, we're showering. Like,
listen, I'm going to give you a partial pass because if it's a team shower, that's okay.
But I'm not getting...
If you're loofahing each other, that's when the pass ends.
Are you loofahing each other in your showers?
No.
Yeah, I don't think we're Lutheran. I'm not, definitely. But even at my home shower, I've had a shower with my bro. But like, that's because we got to go. We got to pick
this
up the chicks.
This is absolutely fucking insane to me.
It's
I don't understand.
It's Friday night. I've worked all week. We got to pick up chicks.
Us girls have fully compared every part of our body.
That's
yeah.
so bizarre. Examine
each other.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you know, vaginas look different. Nipples are different. We're like, oh, you have that, and I have this.
Yeah,
and,
I think it's okay.
Am I not like? I'm just like, this is like the Twilight Zone. You guys are like, your vagina looks like this, and my vagina looks like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, because Lala would always be like, yeah, I have a fat pussy. And I was like, what is that?
Okay, can
mean?
we just talk about this? Because I have dated two girls in my life who openly say they have fat pussies.
Uh-huh.
And it was the weirdest thing in the world to me. I'm like, excuse me?
Okay, what does a fat pussy look like?
Let's talk about this. Because this is a thing.
And they're WAP pussy.
It's like, you know what like a Barbie looks like?
Yes.
Like that.
Uh-huh.
So you just like don't see the middle.
Well, you know what they would tell me is that they would say that like they would, and this is so ridiculous, but they would tell me.
Any?
Like
an any.
I guess, yeah.
No, like but two, they like a burger bun with nothing in between.
Yes, like that.
But they would tell me that they would like they don't fit into like regular bathing suits.
Oh, they fit.
Like stuff hangs out because it's
that's a cheeseburger with extra cheese.
Yeah, I don't know. Is that what like Lala's talking about? Where she like
extra lettuce?
She's talking like she looks like a Barbie. Like it's just like
it's just clean and proper.
It's like a poof, you know.
I've had girls be like, oh no, like it's very like it's a wider set. Vagina.
Oh.
That doesn't fit into
She didn't mean it that way.
Okay.
She said, fat pussy. Minus.
No.
Anyway.
This is just things guys never do. Like, I went to an all-guys high school. I was in a fraternity.
Yeah.
I've never been like, hey, man, like, my dick is this way. What's your dick like? You know?
Yeah,
like,
we just understand.
Never
like,
happen in a million
it's
years.
It's like, cool. I know if I blow on it, something happens. It changes. So it's kind of like we can't really compare it. And if I compare it, now I'm having an issue with my feelings and myself if my dick's getting excited.
But I think...
we don't have that conversation, girls.
It's kind of like uniquely refreshing that you guys are so comfortable with it. Like,
yeah.
I think that's how it should be. Like,
yeah, there was a season when Ariana, I mean, it was literally her storyline, and she was just saying how self-conscious she was about her vagina. Literally all season. And I was like, well, what's yours look like? Like, I'll show you mine if you show me yours. And then her and I are twins. And I was like, wait, should I be self-conscious if you're self-conscious?
No,
like, what the hell? They look the same. So then Lala's like, well, I got a fat one. I'll show you. And we're like, oh, yours is different than ours. But like, it was just, yeah, we've all compared.
Well, wow. Thanks for that, babe. Awesome.
What a time to
now
be alive.
I know.
What a time
now
to be alive.
Now you know what Ariana's vagina looks like.
And
yeah, now you kind of have a visual.
Now I see him at the beach. I'll be like, oh, what's going on down there?
Anyway, so Nima, how is your dating life during this pandemic?
I mean, look, when you go on a date during the pandemic, you're basically risking your life every time.
Right.
You're like, now I'm not even saying, like, I literally go on their Instagram and I'm like, are you social distancing? Are you out and about? Because if you're out and about, like, I don't know that I want to hang out with you.
What clarifies the social distancing? Because I feel like we've got to a point now where we've accepted some sort of socializing, but not like, you're not the one at those house parties.
If you are like raging at a party or like an outdoor event and there's people clearly not just like not giving a fuck. I'm not here to tell anyone what to do.
Yeah.
It's just not for me, dude.
Right.
Like, it's a wrap. You know, if you're like at a brunch, like a dinner, like this is not a deal breaker to me. But if you're just like Vegas pool, like, you know what I mean? Like party rocking, like we're not going to grab tapas together.
I've got plenty of friends in San Diego that I just haven't seen for months because I'm like, I don't need that.
I mean, same.
I don't
like
want to be around that.
My closest girlfriend in San Diego, I have not seen since the bioluminescence, whenever that was. I think that was the last time I saw her.
Mate,
and we were outside at the beach. We were wearing masks. We were apart. But I haven't seen her since we moved to San Diego because she's on a freaking boat partying in Arizona like every other weekend. And I'm like, I love you and I miss you, but like, ugh. And she already thought she had corona once and then she tested negative. But I'm like, the fact that you got so close to thinking like, I think I finally got it and I'm doing everything to try and get it.
Right.
I'm just like, fuck, I miss you. Like, can you just like stop seeing people for a little bit so we can hang out?
But it's easy. You can just stop reset for 12 days. And now you're doing the right thing.
Balance is everything to me. So like people are going to live their lives. I get that. But like, you just kind of have to have a little bit of balance.
So what is it like being single in pandemic? Because we merely kill each other plenty of times, but I think out of it, we...
I would say a handful, not plenty.
Every other day.
What are you talking about?
I'm just joking. I think our relationship grew really well. And then I see my friends who's on Tinder now, or is it Hinge? Is the new one pumping in San Diego.
There's so many.
And they're just trying to date on there. Otherwise, they're flying them in. So what's dating life like secretly?
Right. Okay, so I want your opinion on this because one of Brock's friends is talking to a girl who lives on the East Coast.
Okay.
They have met in person last year.
Okay.
But she lives on the East Coast.
All right.
So he wants to fly her out here for a couple days and do like a wine tasting trip or something, okay, like up north. What's your thought on that? And do you fly the girl first class or then you don't because then you're setting that precedent? Brock and I
Whoa. Let's just stop at that. Let's just leave it at that. Like, who engages in this conversation? Who pays for the flight ticket? Let's just talk about the flight ticket.
I'm very opinionated on this topic, I will say. And shout out to your friend for being a good guy.
He's a legend. That's why I'm trying to look out. I'm looking out for my boy.
So I would say that the person who's initiating the trip, I'm assuming is the guy.
Which is like the dinner date, like whoever initiates it.
Right. So this person is obligated to pay for the entire trip. That includes a flight and the wine tasting or whatever they're going to do.
Yeah.
That's a given. And I think it'd be very weird.
Well, with the fires, I don't know if it's still wine tasting, but whatever wanted to do.
But like, it would be very weird to be like, hey, girl on East Coast, come out here. And by the way, can you Venmo me $300 for the ticket?
So skip the Venmo part. Be like, hey, you should come out here to Cali. I'll take care of you if you want to come out.
Yeah, I also think
Could you have that conversation too? Be like, look, I'm pretty sure you're in the same situation as me and you can afford the flight out here.
How do you know that? You don't know her work life.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not even that, though. I think it's just like an old school gentlemanly thing to do. Like, if you're going to bring a girl
out.
No. They did that before they had planes, okay? Let's not continue that service.
But as a segue to planes, I don't think the obligation is to play first class.
Yeah.
That sets a very
comfort.
Yeah, we're not talking
Comfort
Spirit
Plus.
Airlines.
Give her some extra leg room. Maybe a drink coupon or something.
I'm not giving her a Greyhound ticket. Seeing you in four days.
He said that.
I was like, do you want a ticket? Get a bus ticket.
No. I think you buy a regular flight. You buy a comfort seat. So you're not buying like the cheapest. Like, give the poor girl a chance to pick her fucking seat, you know? And then the good thing is she has an opportunity to upgrade herself if she wants to.
Right.
Because like, hey, I'm going out to the West Coast. I'm going to have 4 days.
Yeah.
I'm actually going to make a little more fun. If the entire 4 days is going to cost her $300 to upgrade, which is not even a need, she just wants to do that, then that's on her.
So,
but if you set that precedent early, then it becomes the norm. And unless you're just a fucking baller, I think it's an unrealistic and unhealthy norm to establish.
Yeah.
I think you should just try to normalize things.
I like how we got there, but I'm still off paying for a ticket. I think if I'm paying for the whole weekend, and you can't fly yourself out for that whole 4-day adventure because he's probably going to pay for it all. He's a gentleman. He's paying for it already. So
You guys fly? Who flew who out to international?
Simple. I mentioned it. She flew.
Oh, so you paid for the ticket.
I paid for my flight.
Yeah. Now, was that a sensitive issue?
But the thing
How did
was,
you guys navigate this?
No, so...
Because I'm very, very, very manly with my decision-making skills.
No. Whether you want to remember this or not, you offered to pay for my flight. You wanted me to come out to Australia for your game. And I said I couldn't come those dates, but I could come later.
She's got to be making this up. My bank account would not afford to pay for a flight out there.
It was like $800.
That's a flight. I'm not offering any.
Hold on, I got to back up.
I don't care
how fat your
pussy thinks is. I'm not paying for a flight to Australia in two weeks.
How long were you guys talking before this conversation came up?
3 or 4 weeks?
Mm.
No, 5 weeks.
I went to visit him. It was the end of October. So we had been like officially dating for like a month.
Okay.
But like talking for 6 weeks.
Yep. Okay.
But he had talked about me coming out and my flight and whatnot. I had a job on Halloween. I mean, I was supposed to perform on the bar singing Good as Gold at Sir.
Right.
But it was paying me. And in order for me to go when he wanted me to, I had to cancel that job.
Oh.
And he did mention getting me the flight. And I said, absolutely not. I will get my own flight. But
see,
like,
you're right. I probably would have mentioned it. I'll buy a flight. And then if you were to turn around and be like, okay, I'll be like, actually, that's not happening because that would be a bait trap. You walked into it. I'm not setting the precedence of paying for stuff.
Yeah, but you did
probably
mention it. And
I would try to be the gentleman and hope that my woman actually grabbed. You know, like when the girls and the bill comes out and you're like, oh, and you go for your wallet and they go for the fake grab of the wallet.
You like the fake grab?
I fucking will make you sweat. I will stop. And watch you fake grab and like just hustle through.
I don't like the fake grab. If I'm asking you on a date and like it's clearly a date,
yeah.
Like I don't like the fake grab.
But if it's like a casual meetup, right?
Oh, I don't do casual meetups.
Okay.
No.
It's either it's a date or it's not a date. Wow. If it's not a date, you'll know because I'm like, let's grab coffee. I'll immediately mention other guys in your life to you. Like, I'll be like, oh, what's going on with that one guy?
Okay.
You know, I'll establish that precedent very, very quickly to where it's like, this is not a date. We're not seeing each other naked. Keep your fat pussy away from me. You know what I mean? And we're going to literally like, we're going to be cool. And like, that's it.
I used to love going on dates and having that awkward fake grab because it's like, because even if it was like, oh, I'm going out there, I'm like, sweet, I'll see you there. And then they order stuff or something like that. I love the sweat. I just go for the grab and I watch them reach and then they'll just start walking around their handbag. And then they start looking for other stuff.
And just so
and
you
waiting.
Know.
And waiting. She never had to, but waiting.
Let me pay for a single thing until several months in when we were like
perfect.
Going to New York and like Vegas and like doing all these trips. Then we started splitting stuff.
Well, yeah. That's
and now it's like you pay for this, I pay for this. Like,
I set
it's just
the precedent. You pay for your flight to Australia, I'll pay for everything else.
And then
I did.
You took her to Bali after
and
that.
And then we did
right?
the Bali
yeah.
trip.
And he paid
in
for those
and
flights
that.
And paid for every single thing.
But she showed up
while
front.
I was there.
Commitment to the cause, and then so I got you covered.
I mean, flying around the world for some sex
yeah.
is a real fucking commitment.
It was some sex.
Yeah.
You know what you don't do is go to Bali at the beginning of any relationship and lock yourself in a cabana for 2 weeks.
Because it's just, you just fuck like animals.
That's all you're
means.
Doing.
Yeah,
and then,
yeah,
and then
yeah.
you come back and she was like, it was so good when we started. I was like, honey, I actually have to have a life now.
is that a thing? Is that becoming a thing where it's like the change from like the initial romantic, like
well, our
sex
romantic
in Bali.
Was Bali. I think we counted in 3 days like 14 times in 3 days. Like, it was ridiculous.
Yeah.
14 conversations? Or
yeah, 14 conversations.
Heart to heart?
14 heart to hearts.
Gotta always leave room for the Holy Spirit. Right?
I mean,
right in the middle.
I was there for 8 or 9 days, and we were definitely in the 20s.
Holy
like,
shit.
Yeah, there was one day where it was four.
Okay, so like, let me just explain what metaphorically you did. Bali, all of it, that is a metaphorical first-class flight. That's the same thing. You set the bar really high,
boom.
And then what happens is Sheena's like, how come you don't fuck me in Bali anymore? And you're like, because we live in San Diego. What the fuck do you want from me? You know? So,
but I pre-qualified her by her paying for her own flight to Australia.
I give you some credit, but that's what I want to avoid. Like, any guy that's going to do this, avoid that situation. You
yeah.
don't want to
buy her a flight.
Yeah, you don't
want to
tell her,
bar,
I'll pay for your weekend. Meet me here.
The bar was real low when we started dating, and then he set it real high.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
you fucked yourself, dude.
That's okay, though. I'm all right. Applying the pressure.
Made me fall in love with him.
Okay, anyway.
I will say, though, little heartfelt moment. I've known Sheena for, what, like a year and a half, 2 years now we've been close? A
couple years, yeah.
Yeah, and this is the happiest I have ever seen Sheena. Honestly, so whatever you're doing, whether it's the hair, the 20 fuck sessions in Bali, you're doing something right, dude, because she's very happy, and it's like, I feel like it's grounded you a lot.
Yeah.
Your relationship with Brock.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't, like, put up with my shit, and it's really frustrating when I'm like, can you just, like, do what I want today? Can you just, like, be on my team 100% and not say I'm wrong about anything? And he won't do it. And it's so frustrating, but it's like, I appreciate that he pushes me, but sometimes I'm like, I just need you to agree with me on this.
I am tough on her sometimes.
He's so tough on me.
Because obviously I don't know you guys' industry you guys are in sometimes, so then I have my opinion on the world. Because I know everything, you know, but I don't know everything.
I just want to make sure that relationship Sheena is still going to dance on bars and sing singles.
Absolutely.
I want shots poured down my face. But that's how
I've actually never seen a Sheena Shea production.
Well,
or
we're working on
ever.
We're working
never
on
seen
one.
It. So I look forward to throwing that on my Instagram story sometime in the near future.
I only stopped doing it because when we first started dating, I didn't want to then be dancing on a bar with guys half naked, one of whom I used to date.
It was just like,
but out of respect for him, I was like, I'm cutting the Wednesday nights at Sir. Like, I'm not going
to
do that.
How many dudes did you fucking cut off to make it work with Brock?
Just one. I was only talking to one.
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, really? I had to cut off like six.
Yeah. How'd they take it? Those guys go okay?
Yeah, the guys were like, Brock. Yeah.
No, I was starting to slow down and it had just been consistent. It was like a friends with benefits type of situation and it was fine. Everything was good. And then once him and I, you know, took that next step, I was like, fuck, that was really good. And then I was like, I can't sleep with someone else. Like, I just lied and said I was sick that week and I couldn't go into Sir. I was like, whatever it was, I was just like, I made up excuses because I was like, I can't. Like, I don't feel right doing this.
Okay.
And I'm so glad that from the day him and I have been together, it's just been us. And we never went back. Yeah.
I love it. I love to see you happy. Yeah. I love our little budding bromance that's occurring here.
I like the bromances I get from all your friends, babe.
My friends.
The only thing I just don't think I'll never be able to take on the Speedo thing, man. I give you so much credit. I just can't do it. Like, it's more of Brock than I ever thought I would see in my life. And, like, I got to be honest, it's... So I think I've told you this. I have friends in Austin, Texas, who I actually think you would actually really get along with, and they're all rugby players. They play on the Austin Blacks.
Oh God!
Yeah, and they Austin Blacks is the feeder club for. I was about to go play out there for the Austin Gilgronis.
Yeah, so I don't know what any of that means. All I know is you guys are all built like fucking elephants. You know what I mean? They're all massive. And rugby is the most insane sport because you guys don't wear any padding whatsoever.
It's so insane.
It's just, I mean, like, that's just, I don't, God bless. It.
Did you see my stories earlier this year when he got his lip literally like headbutted all the way open and had to have stitches?
No,
it's the locker room, stitches.
A normal thing my friends send me all the time. And these guys in Texas, by the way, are all animals. Like, they literally drink like sailors. Ugh. I can't hang. Yeah. I love them dearly.
Oh, I can't drink like
I love them to death, but these guys, and my point is, all of them wear Speedos. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like an homage to like the rugby culture. Cause like, I'll be like at a pool party in Austin, like before COVID, and like, they're and all, I'm boom. Like, this is a lot of banana hammocks. Like, I'm like surrounded by banana hammocks. So, yeah.
Here's the thing about a Speedo or the Budgie Smugglers or my boys' company, noodle bags. Here's the thing. Noodle if bags. You put them on, you put them on thinking you look good. You're an asshole.
Yeah, okay. So you know
they're outrageous.
Right.
Put them on because you're like, oh, this is going to be a conversation starter. And then you put them on, you're like, I feel free.
As a testament to this story, I lost a bet in like 2010. And the loser of the bet had to go to, remember Sharky's in Manhattan Beach?
Yeah.
Had to go to Sharky's in Daisy Dukes. That was the deal. And I was like, oh shit, I don't know. Lost the bet. My friends were like, yo, asshole, like that was the deal. So I wore, I got hammered to do this, wore Daisy Dukes to Sharky's. And I was like chubby back then. This isn't like, and no glow up. I have never, I'm not kidding you, been hit on more in my life than that night.
Oh,
girls were coming up to me. I think it's like the peacocking thing.
Yeah.
Girls were coming up, starting conversations.
Thing.
What's that about? And I was like, I need to do this every single day. Like, I had never been. It was like a totally new world. It opened my eyes to. Yeah. So
just peacocking. It's a good one for it. Yeah.
Peacocking.
What was it? What's called noodle bags?
My boys coming. It's in LA, down in San Diego. Noodle bags.
That's a great.
And budgie smugglers.
Budgie smugglers were like the OG from Australia.
I've heard of them.
We always wear them. They're very comfortable.
Yeah.
But noodle bags are our second class over here. We get them over here.
Unbelievable.
So tell me how your podcast has been going here. Why have I not been on it? And who's been your favorite guest?
I've loved all of my guests, but my favorite guest was the episode we just released with Michael Franzese, who is a former mafia head boss.
Oh, sick. I still have to listen to the Shervin episode, too.
Shervin episode, good. Yeah, Michael Franzese is a former captain in the Colombo crime family, and he is the real fucking deal. And he was like... He got made with five people, the other four dead. He was in a Fortune magazine, top 50 mobsters. He was four spots behind John Gotti. All 49 are dead. He's the only person that's alive. And he is just, like, I mean, Dave was there. Everyone was there. He's just what you would expect from him. He's like, I was like, do you ever have to, like, move for people? He told me this story in my pockets on the episode.
We gotta
watch that
this.
When he was leaving the life, his dad, who was the underboss of the Colombo family, and he was like, my dad knew I was going to be the boss. Like, I was going to be moved up from captain to boss. So my dad was like, you lost your mind. He's like, when I told my dad, he like summoned me to a meeting. He's like, I didn't go. I went like 3 days later to his house. And I was like, did you think your dad was going to kill you? He's like, I don't know. I have no idea. He goes, because once you take that oath, there's no out.
Wow.
It is the most mind-blowing thing. He's the
star
of
that when we drive to Glendale.
Orange County. We're not going to Glendale. We don't have time for Glendale.
He's the star of the Netflix Fear City documentary.
Okay.
A three-part mafia documentary that just came out on Netflix, and he's one of the main guys in it. Michael is just the real deal. And it was like far and away the most interesting.
Dope.
Yeah. And come to find out, we have like family friends in common. So I'm like, legit like striking distance
from
being BFFs with a mobster, which is like a major life goal of mine. So yeah, we like find out we have like major family connections. Like his daughter was here, the girl that tagged you.
Yes.
So like my family friend sent me pictures of her when she was like 4 years old. She's like, we grew up with these people.
Oh, there you go.
Holy shit. Just make me now. And the best part was I was talking about New York and I was like, so like New York, like, is it still like a thing? Like Brooklyn, it's cool now. He's like, well, we're in Brooklyn. I'm like, I don't know, like Williamsburg. I was like, hipster. He's like, Williamsburg was my territory. He's like, you didn't move a dollar in Williamsburg without me knowing who you
oh
were.
Oh my God.
And I was like, is it still? He's like, oh yeah, it's a still.
Hey, we gotta up your guest list here. He's getting.
What are you saying about Nima? It's rude. He's right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, but you should come on the podcast. I would love to have you on anytime. You're like family to me.
Yeah. So. Next time I'm up in LA, we'll do a double podcast day.
Yeah. I'm actually like, it's funny you say, I'm actually like moving towards. We have a trying to find the balance between having people from like Bravo fam and like yeah. Netflix and all of that and having just guests that yes. I genuinely want to sit down and talk
totally.
To. Like Michael. And by the way, it took me a month to get Michael. I like a month yeah. of like vetting me. He was like, who is this guy? Like reality TV is like the furthest thing from his mind. So I had to like kind of like, you know, authenticate myself.
Yeah.
Being at Action Park Media really helps that because uh-huh. we're in a it's not like, hey, come to my house in the garage
right.
and record a podcast. That really helps a lot.
Yeah.
So, you know, yeah.
I'm still campaigning to get the Impractical Jokers on my podcast. Oh my God.
I love that show so
literally,
much.
Yeah, I already have my show prepped. It's been prepped for three months.
Well, he tweeted you, didn't he?
Yeah, Joe. He had tweeted. He's like, so when am I getting on Shenanigans? And I was like, oh my God, whenever you want. Tell me when.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I really want that to be an in-person one. I mean, I would do it over Zoom if that's how I had to do it. But I just like.
You want to go to New York and then chuck you into the show?
Oh, I want to be on that
or
show
Or not even
so
in the
bad.
Show. We'll just make our own YouTube one for and you just go out there and put them in the air.
I love that show. I cry laughing at every episode.
It got me through quarantine.
I don't care if it's real, fake. I don't care. I think
it's pretty real.
Yeah, I do too.
Like,
I love that show.
There's some things they did. I'm like, that this show will never be the same again with COVID.
Yeah, you can't do the things they did.
No.
I know. Uh-uh. But the podcast is going really, really great. I mean, it's really fun to like sit and talk to people and people get to see my personality and I get to kind of learn more about the people who are, I mean, like I've learned something about each guest every time that I didn't know.
Yeah.
But I'm more excited about the segments that we're going to start doing. Like we did that like Kourtney Kardashian thing.
Uh-huh.
We've had a Donald Trump impersonator call in. Like we're going to start like really doubling down on shit like
okay.
that. That's like more my style.
Fun.
You know?
Off brand with Nima Vance.
I know. Yeah.
I like it.
It's fun.
That's good.
Awesome. Well, tell everyone where they can find you.
Everything is on Instagram, at Nima Van. Everything, my podcast clips are on there. Obviously, Bravo World lives on there. I'm not a big tweeter. I'm new to Twitter, so. Deleted my Facebook. It was too political for me.
I got
off Facebook.
Facebook, you're right.
Deleted
that one.
Every time I would log on to Facebook, I would find myself getting aggravated.
Yeah.
By like a high school friend who was like spouting some like super hateful shit. And I was like, this provides no value to my life anymore.
Yeah.
And I deleted it. So.
Hey, you don't need it, I guess.
Instagram is everything. It's all, and my whole life world is on Instagram.
Awesome. Brock__
Davies. There you go, baby.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for listening. Be sure to check out Nima's podcast, Off Brand, here at Action Park Media. Thanks for listening. Bye. Sheena Shea.
Shea FK. Thanks for listening to Shenanigans with Sheena Shea. Download new episodes every week on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.